Yeah, thank you. Let's begin with this.
I want to say happy Black Farmers Week in the state of Illinois.
Oh, I am tardy in joining the celebration. Illinois Black Farmers Week was last week, but I'll embrace the better late than never excuse. But first, let's thank the Chevy Silverado HD for being our sponsor. Experience life in HD. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. Okay, Black Farmers in Illinois?
In 1920, Illinois had 892 Black Farmers.
And now?
As of the 2017 USDA Agricultural Census, there are 188 individually Black-owned farms.
Sonia Harper is a state representative from the south side of Chicago and is chair of the House Agriculture Committee. There are more than 70,000 farms in Illinois, and fewer than 200 are owned by Blacks, a reflection of what has happened nationwide. And
as agriculture is the largest job-producing industry in the state, and as farming has become big business, it has also become one of the least diverse industries in the state.
In Illinois, traditional farming is dominated by white farmers, but where Black farmers dominate is in urban areas.
We have a beautiful network of Black and brown farmers in the city of Chicago.
Boisa Itaji is with Growing Greater Inglewood.
We need more small farmers in cities growing food so that if the supply chain has any disruptions, we still have everything we need within our communities.
And urban farming is different.
We are helping to heal some of that soil. A lot of it is contaminated. And we are working to have more ecological practices of growing food, pulling on the African traditional practices of working with the soil, with the earth, and not against it.
Representative Harper says a handful of bills are circulating Springfield to help support Black farm owners in Illinois.
This year, our ask specifically for the socially disadvantaged farmer grants is $5 million.
And at the federal level, billions of dollars for disadvantaged farmers were included in President Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus relief package, all of which advocates say is a step toward righting a wrong after a century of mistreatment of Black farmers by the government and others. On our food calendar today, it's National Orange Juice Day, and it's International Respect for Chickens Day. I'm Steve Alexander, and that's the business of food on 720 WGN.